weeks into OTAs, and Sam seems to be progressing with each practice that we've attended. How do you feel so far, and where do you think we'll be by minicamp next week?
Sam's doing a great job in terms of what we've asked him to do. He's got a schedule. He's worked very hard with Joe Opella in the training room and Sean Hulls in our reconditioning. So we think we're right on track. It's probably what we think he is right now. So
what do you see him doing next week? For example, this week he's doing some 7-on-7s that he didn't do last week. What do you see him doing next week?
We haven't talked about that, so I'm just concerned about today.
On that schedule, when is full health? When is he 100%?
We don't have that. So we haven't talked about that either. We're just... He's progressing every day, and he's doing a real good job with it. So,
Chip, is there a possibility he could play games with that brace on? Is that a possibility?
You got to talk to Sam on what his preference is on that in terms of we haven't discussed whether he's going to play. I don't know if he did it last year with it or didn't play with it, but that's a good question for him. He did what?
He said he had in the past played with it.
I mean, that's his preference, whatever he wants to play with.
He actually said yesterday when we asked him about it that we'd have to also talk to the coaches about it.
About what? The brace?
About whether he should wear the brace.
Yeah, I'm not going to. If he feels comfortable in a brace, he can wear a brace. We don't have any rules on no brace. So that's up to the player. So,
if there are players who had that injury after him who seem further along, whether it's Travis Long here, players elsewhere, why is that? Why is there a discrepancy in the recovery time?
I think every individual is different in terms of how they operate and recover and what's going on with them. So I don't see anything.
At the day of the trade, there was optimism about training camp. Are you optimistic that he'll be?
Yeah, I'm very optimistic with Sam in terms of his progress. And he's, as I said, he's getting better every day. So,
has Evan Mathis expressed to the team his interest in a new contract?
We're not going to discuss any players' contracts. We never have, never will. So, I have not talked with Evan.
How do you proceed with that, Chip? At some point, I guess you're going to have to figure out whether he's going to be a part of this team or not. So, how do you kind of deal with that?
We'll just take it as it comes.
Why is Barbary on the left side these past few weeks?
They're just all rotating through. I mean, I think he feels comfortable there, but I could care less who Stout has in there. We just make sure there's five guys in there. You know, so if someone's playing center or Julian's playing guard or David Moak's playing guard or Graf's at guard, then he goes to tackle and Barbary plays a little bit of guard, then they move outside. Everybody's just rotating and getting reps right now. So
do you want him to get experience at right guard if he is the starter at right guard this season?
We haven't got any starters right now. It's June, so that's not a big concern for us.
You're using a lot of guys in there, like you said.
Yeah.
Kelly's been out there the other day, Gardner, Tobin. Are any of them... Have you noticed any of them standing out above the other?
I think they're all just progressing the way, you know, the toughest position to evaluate, two positions are O-line and D-line. It's a lot of cooperation goes on there. You know, you really can't tell a guy's get off coming off the ball because he can't knock the guy coming off the ball because they don't have pads on. So defensive line's the same thing. Usually that's the one, those two positions are the ones you really, when we get into training camp and we get some pads on, then they can start pushing and moving guys in terms of that direction. So
I know they're voluntary, but Fletcher Cox and Darren Poole didn't hear.
Fletcher's here.
He was here yesterday?
No, Fletcher's here today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How about Darren?
Darren had a family thing. He'll be here tomorrow.
How is Travis Long doing? I mean, this is a guy that was probably pushing for a role last year. Mm-hmm. How's he rebounding from his knee? And do you still like him an outside? Or
Travis is playing outside right now and doing a really good job. We're really excited about him. We were excited about him last year. You know, and then obviously he got hurt late in the preseason. But if he wasn't hurt, he would have made our team last year. So he's really right back to where he was, really contributing well in special teams and is making a push for it at outside linebacker right now.
How is Jalen Watkins' progress in transitioning from corner to safety going?
Jalen's playing corner right now, so, yeah.
You mentioned him as being a possible safety candidate a couple
right
of
now
ago.
He's playing corner right now.
Is there any plan maybe to try him at safety?
No. Today, no. Tomorrow, maybe. I mean, it's the same thing, and I know you guys get frustrated. We're just rolling guys through and trying to get as many reps as we possibly can. So if I look up and Jalen ends up at safety today, then great for Jalen at safety today. Then make it a positive rep. If a guy ends up at right guard today or left guard today, it's not really – all we want to do is we want to get as many reps, get things on tape so that we can coach our guys when we get into the meeting. So we're not real concerned with who's taking reps where. You know, all those guys are learning every position in the secondary. They all sit in the same secondary meetings, so they're learning what the safety does, what the nickel does, what the dime does, what the outside corners do. They're all getting all that information from Corey. And some of those guys are bouncing around. Some guys aren't bouncing around. But when you're not a starter, the more positions you can learn, whether it be on the offensive line or in the secondary, the more versatility you have, the better chance you have of making the football team. So,
is Jalen seeing a lot of slot for corner reps or outside?
I don't know. That's a good question for him. I mean, he's playing outside. I've seen him in the slot. I've seen him at safety. I know he's playing defensive back. So,
it's been a few weeks now with Thurman at safety. What's your impression of him at that position?
Walt's done a really nice job. Probably been our most productive guy in the secondary in terms of pass breakups and strips and things like that. He always seems to be around the ball, so he seems like he's fitting in there right now. But again, we still don't have pads on. You know, we're still evaluating guys in helmets and shorts and T-shirts. So, but he's been very productive so far since he's been in there.
How's there a Wolf's progress, you know, back from the microfracture surgery?
Earl has done nothing except stretch, so we haven't seen – there is no progress right now. So,
You talked a lot about the growth mindset and fixed mindset. Who introduced that book and that concept to you, and how have the players taken to it?
I don't think anybody introduced anything to us. I think just a lot of us, you know, kind of felt – that way. I think it just puts it in better terms for us to be able to discuss it with us. And I think all of our players, most of our players here have that mindset anyways. That's just kind of something that they bring when they're here. So,
with Earl Wolf, is that just a pain threshold thing since he's been cleared?
He's been cleared from Dr. Andrews a couple weeks ago, but it's what he can tolerate. So,
Jordan Matthews talked about the bond he's starting to develop with Nelson. How big for a guy like Nelson to have Jordan as an example coming into the NFL? They seem to have similar work ethic.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's what attracted us to him. But I think that whole room is like that, you know, starting with the older guys. I think Miles has really had a great effect on that room in terms of being the older professional in the league, you know, with him and Coop. And then you got a bunch of real young guys in Jordan and Josh, and now Nelson's thrown into that mix. But it helps. You know, I think whenever you get somewhere new and it's your first time there and you got someone to show you around, kind of how things operate and kind of how things work, it's beneficial to you. But I think you'll find that with most of our guys. Our older players have always done, since I've been here in the 3 years I've been here, have done a really good job of acclimating the young guys. You know, Jason Peters does it a lot with the offensive linemen. You see him stay with them after practice. Some of the older defensive linemen do it with the younger guys that we bring in. So D'Amico does it with the inside linebackers. So I just think that's kind of something that goes on at every position group on this team.
What do you see from Sam in trying to assert himself as a leader of the team while he's not really able to do 100% of the stuff on the field?
Sam's done a great job, whether it's in the meeting rooms or in the weight room or in team meetings or just side of the ball meetings. You know, you can see that he has those skills.
What have you seen from Brandon Graham, especially that seeing more snaps expected? Things are more expected from him this year?
Yeah, obviously there's more expected from him. That's why we brought him back. I think he's invested in himself. You look at where he is physically. I think he's in a lot better shape than he's ever been. You know, you watch how he's getting after in the weight room. He's probably one of our stronger guys, pound for pound, maybe our strongest guy in terms of what's gone on here in the last 8 or 9 weeks in the weight room and what we're doing there. Brings great energy every single day he's in the building, whether he's on the practice field or in the weight room or in the meeting rooms. You know, I think he's really kind of stepping into a leadership role. You know, losing someone like Trent Cole was an outstanding player here and really the leader at that position. Now I think Brandon Graham's kind of assumed a little bit of that responsibility along with Connor.
How about who
takes Graham? Graham's taking the whole spot, obviously.
I don't know. That's what we're going to figure it out.
Could Travis Long be that guy?
Yeah, he could be. He's in the mix.
A lot of teams would have moved on from D'Amico. Somebody like D'Amico, if he suffered an injury like that, what made you guys decide they were sticking with him even though?
I think he was very productive before he got injured, you know, and I know he recovered from the other injury. I think when you understand the player and what he's all about and his dedication and what he does from a rehab standpoint, I think it's a testament that he's going through what he's going through right now at, you know, just, you know, after that injury, and he's already out there running around participating in 7-on-7 and things like that. It's just really know what the player is all about, what his mindset is, and what his makeup is.
Does it surprise you that he's out there?
No, it doesn't surprise me. That's what I would expect out of D'Amico.
Well, you have a lot of young defensive backs. It looks good to you.
A lot of them do, Les. But, you know, again, we're not hitting anybody. You know, but I think Eric Rowe has stood out. Ja'Cory Shepherd has stood out. Denzel Rice and Randall Evans. Those guys are fitting in really well. You know, Billy and Corey are rolling those guys through. But I think our depth has increased there. I think it's going to be an interesting position to watch as we move forward here.
You mentioned reps earlier and the importance of reps. You know, there's a new technology that just came out. The Cowboys signed up for it. It's this virtual technology. I reached out to the guys that run it, and they say they've been here and showed it to coaches here. You just weren't here on the day they did it. Do you know about it? Do you? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it's said it wasn't. So you weren't.
I'm here every day.
So did you see it? What did you think about it? Is it something you implement?
Saw it at the combine. We were impressed with it. So we're talking to those guys.
Something you think you might invest in? You see a value in it?
We're interested in it.
About the Kiko Alonso that you...
Are you a salesman?
No.
It's a question. What?
I mean, it's cool.
Do you have it?
I saw it.
All right. Did you buy it?
No, I couldn't afford it.
Couldn't recommend it?
I would recommend it.
Okay. We'll take that under advisement then.
Sure. Is there anything different about the Kiko Alonso that you last saw at Oregon versus the one that all of a sudden you got back?
His hair is longer.
Yeah. What about his preparation and his...
Same thing. I mean, Kiko loves football. He just fits in that same mode as D'Amico and the rest of the guys in that room that, you know, loves playing football, plays the middle linebacker position, and there takes so much to do it. You got to be a DB. You got to be a D lineman, you know. But he's the same player that I saw when I got an opportunity to coach him at Oregon.
Chip, last year Vinny Curry played 32% of the snaps. Do you anticipate his role doubling that this year? Do you anticipate his role, his amount of snaps doubling this year?
Doubling?
Yeah, like maybe 60%.
You betting on how many snaps he plays? Or?
I'm just curious.
No, it's just all everything we do is based on how you perform out there. Vinny's had a great offseason, doing a great job now. He's role-playing a couple different spots out there, so I'm hopeful we can get even more contributions out of him.
From the chemistry among the running backs with DeMarco and Darren and Ryan Matthews.
I think it's been great, and I think you can talk to those guys about it. And Deuce in particular is how that room functions, when you have DeMarco in there and, at the end of every meeting, DeMarco gets all the running backs together. They share notes and go over their notebooks together. It's, really intense, to be honest with you, in terms of how they approach it. Ryan's brought a lot to the table. I think when you add someone like Darren to that mix who's got so much experience in the league, and then when you look at the younger guys, Tucker and Kenyon, I think their games have stepped up. But I think it's, again, kind of like the secondary where the depth has changed. There's a lot of competition. But I think those older guys, especially, Ryan and DeMarco coming in, have really added to that and have really helped the young guys come along. So
in the month and a half you've had Maxwell here, what have you learned about him that you couldn't tell on film?
I don't know if I've learned anything that I couldn't tell on film. I thought he was outstanding when we saw him on film, and I think what you see is what you get. So I've been really impressed with Byron in terms of his work ethic. Obviously you can't tell that on film, but he's a real student of the game, works extremely hard at his technique, takes it very, very seriously. So he's been real impressive in the month and a half that he's been here.
Martin Smith said that he's been able to do a little more, especially planning on doing more today. How much does this really set him back just these last couple of weeks, and what are you expecting from him?
Everybody's evaluated on what they can do on the field. So and that's what they can do is what they can do. So we don't look at it that this set him back or set him forward. It's just we're evaluating who's out there and who's running around and who's participating. So
what are you expecting from Marcus?
Expecting him hopefully to get on the field and practice, just like the other guys that are hurt.
You have some guys from the 2012 draft who are now finally eligible for a contract extension. You're in charge of the whole thing now. Going forward, do you see that happening before training camp? Or
we're never going to discuss contracts. So.
Not even whether you're talking or.
Whose idea was it to have Ed Manowitz out there throwing passes and being part of practice? How did that happen? And what kind of benefit is it?
Every person in this building that can contribute is out there contributing. So you'll see guys that are in the video room catching passes. You got guys out there with referee shirts spotting the ball for us. So anybody that can help us and make us better in practice can do it. And I've seen Ed can throw. He actually throws a couple times when we've been out on pro days or college visits. And it helps Corey coach. Instead of Corey having to be the guy that throws the ball in those drills, he's got someone like Ed that can throw it. So
okay.
Thanks.